Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump imposing economic sanctions on Turkey, calling on its government to stop its assault against Kurdish fighters and civilians in northern Syria. He's now also sending a delegation of U.S. officials to that region, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement that he'll be going to the region with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to begin negotiations.
President Trump reiterated his offer to mediate and arbitrate a negotiation between Syrian Defense Forces and the Turkish military.
Mr. Pence added the U.S. is calling for a ceasefire to bring an end to the violence.
The USGS says a 4.5 magnitude earthquake rattled folks 25 miles northeast of San Francisco last night. There are no reports of damage or injuries. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
First, he turned in his badge, and then the now former Fort Worth police officer who shot and killed a woman in her home over the weekend is behind bars.
At approximately 6 p.m., Aaron Dean was arrested for the murder of Miss Jefferson. He has since been booked into the Tarrant County Jail.
That's Fort Worth Police Sergeant Chris Daniels. Aaron Dean, the officer who is white, was responding to a neighbor's call about an open front door at the black woman's home. Police say he saw someone in the house through a rear window and fired, killing the 28-year-old woman who was, in fact, playing video games with her nephew in a dark room at the time. A list of 16 nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Class of 2020 just announced. Among them, Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers, Judas Priest, Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, T-Rex, and Todd Rundgren. Fans will be among those voting for the final inductees. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Northern California man's now in custody after he showed up at a police station with a body in his car yesterday. Mount Shasta police say the unidentified man told them that he had killed four people in Roseville, about 200 miles away. They then found a body in the car that he had driven to the police station. Police in Roseville, which is near Sacramento, found three other victims inside the man's apartment. Investigators say they don't believe the killings were a random act, but they haven't released further details. General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union might be closing in on a deal that might end that nearly month-long strike by the auto workers. The UAW has called in the union's National GM Council. It's made up of local union presidents from all around the nation, and they want to have a meeting on Thursday morning. No details have been leaked yet on whether GM and the union are, in fact, close to announcing any tentative agreement, but analysts say just giving them an update is not likely the reason for the calling in of those local presidents. And Taco Bell is now recalling more than 2 million pounds of seasoned beef from its restaurants. Some of the meat might have been somehow contaminated accidentally with metal shavings at a plant. At least 21 states across parts of the Midwest, Southeast, and Northeast are affected. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Oh, and you thought it was going to be fun, huh? Well, I guess you can if you look at it just the right way. You just have to be careful. Don't take it all so seriously. I mean, hey, we're all just a bunch of humanoids getting through this journey together. And some of it, there's no question, it's absolutely hysterical, especially hysterical and costly, to say the least. And to this point, we're going to be visiting with Kimberly Strassel here in just a few moments. I think Brian Kilmeade threw away her keys and locked her out of her office or something. I don't know. But she's been unfortunately and unforeseenly delayed. But we're going to be talking about her brand new book. Boy, I've been looking forward to this conversation with her. Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. You think about what is going on. I mean, we talk about the Democrats being unhinged, but really, our country in so many ways is unhinged. We have abandoned key anchoring points. Yes, we talk about morality and we talk about truth as anchoring points, but there's so many traditions and things of value that we're throwing out the window here. And I got to tell you, these antithetical forces that have been running rampant, throughout our society are all part and parcel to this plan. And if you think that this is not a plan that we're being worked with, then you're missing something. I mean, this is not happening just by happenstance. This is being orchestrated. Antifa doesn't show up just because they got nothing better to do. They decided to go get pizza and then said, oh, hey, let's go cause some trouble over here. Now, this is all orchestrated. And it's all, it's all within the traditions and understandings that we should already know. I mean, that trite old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. We had a former president came in and said that he was going to fundamentally transform America. And people got excited, said, oh, yeah, great, we're going to fundamentally transform. But nobody asked the follow-up question, transform to what? What are we transforming to? Well, now we know what he desired. And his vision for America was for us to abandon our capitalistic moorings and move towards socialism. And now it's out of the bag big time. I mean, forget about it. I mean, the closet doors are all swung open. Everybody's out front and center. I mean, Trevor Loudon for years has been reporting on this show that we had all these card-carrying democratic socialists, elected officials. They're in our government. And you go, wait a minute, how can that happen, Bill? I mean, don't they have to, swear allegiance to the country? Don't they, for the most part, I still think a majority of them still put their hand on the Bible, others, other artifacts or whatever. But they do swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and to defend us against all enemies, foreign and domestic, right? I mean, that's pretty standard. So what's happening? So now all of a sudden, because we've gotten into this relativity And, you know, this concept of, oh, well, you know, your truth is your truth and my truth is my truth and all this, you know, kind of garbage. Look, there's only one truth and it's not relative. That's another big lie. See, because what happens if I get you off center and I get you off a foundational principle that you know, your grandparents, you know, taught your parents taught you. It served you well, even through college for the most part, even as stressful and as curious as college can be these days, it probably served you well. And all of a sudden now you get into the situation and you're willing to abandon the traditions and values that you grew up with. And if you pause for just a minute, you would look and say, whoa, you know, those values were quite proven and empirical, and they served me well. But now, because of the current nomenclature, and we've got to be pronoun sensitive, and, you know, noise sensitive, and all this stuff that has invaded our culture, and truth is relative, we are compromising these very institutions. And what do we have? We have a government that is just in chaos right now. I mean, we have a party that is conducting, you know, behind closed doors, a manipulated kangaroo court to impeach and invalidate 63 million votes for Donald Trump. I mean, think about this. They're behind closed doors, and this is the party says, oh, we're going to be so transparent. Transparent, my foot. You don't know what transparent is. You know, so here they are orchestrating all this stuff. You got Adam Schiff coming up, making up a story. He's got the transcript, something that they never thought in a million years Donald Trump was going to do. I mean, leave it to Donald Trump. Okay, fine. Hey, I'll ask the president of Ukraine. Hey, is it okay? Do you mind if we release the transcript of our conversation? Oh, no, go ahead. Go release it. And then, here's Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, and now they're going, what do we do now? So then Schiff, in his own make-believe world, has to make up a story. And he reads the transcript. He's reading it as part of public record for everybody to hear, as if this conversation, the way his make-believe mind works, you know, it's quite telling, really. I mean, this is the way he thinks, which you go, wait a minute. This is the guy we've given the keys to the car. He is the leader of this committee. He's an attorney. He should know better. But in his make-believe world, all because, as Lindsey Graham said, it's all about their lust for power. I mean, this is the disease that's running rampant. It's all about power, okay? This is not about helping the American people. They're just ticked because they're not in the Oval Office. And somehow in their own thinking, stinking thinking as it is, as Zig Ziglar would refer to it, they think they were cheated out of the White House. But yet they themselves have come back and said, oh, we had a flawed candidate, spend all this money and stuff, and maybe she wasn't the one, although she may be the one again. I don't know. I mean, she's sitting on the sidelines going, put me in, coach. I'm ready. I can do so much better this time. Believe me. I know I can beat this guy. This guy's a clown. He should have nothing to do with the White House. It's embarrassing that the people even elected him. I mean, forget the fact of what he's doing. You know, the records that have been set on behalf of the American people. Unemployment, record unemployment. You know, we're actually doing something to confront our national security, our southern border, the wall there. I mean, were you impressed with the wall? I got to tell you, I was impressed. I mean, he's not a knuckle. I mean, he knows. He says, I'm a builder. I know how to build things. Wow, does he? I mean, it is impressive. And look what it's doing, you know, for our border gods down there. They actually feel like, oh, my goodness, I might be on the right side after all. I've got people that are looking out for our interests and protecting us and giving us a fair shot to be successful at our job. Wow, amazing. And then look at all the trade deal. We were talking about this earlier with Michael Busler, the policy expert. I mean, this is ridiculous that this has gone on for so long. You know, USMCA is sitting there just ready to be signed, sealed, and delivered. Everybody's already agreed to it for the most part, except for us, right? Because the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi said, well, we don't want to give Donald Trump a win. Well, what about Donald Trump? What about the American people? Give us a win. You know, we signed that. We sealed that up. Japan's ready to seal. South Korea sealed the trade agreement. Get all that signed, sealed, and delivered. And, some European partners in the EU are already, saying, okay, look, we'll play nice. This makes sense. We'll do this. The WTO members and that. And, then what kind of pressure does that put on China? But, you know, meanwhile, China can sit there and wait it out and think, okay, well, hey, maybe if we get a Democrat, we get anybody other than Trump, we could probably carve out a better deal. And who knows, we might even be able to get what we had before, which is just the president's turning a blind eye and going, okay, well, you know, they mean well, kumbaya, all that stuff, and we'll let them just continue to go on and rip us off and then complain about it later or keep complaining about it, whatever the case may be. Anyway, I don't blame you for being frustrated. We're all frustrated. But look, the opportunity is to rise above it. Pursue the truth no matter where it leads and hold them accountable. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Russian independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Say, look, I told you Kim was going to be here. You thought I was pulling your political leg, huh? Well, Kimberly Strassel joins us now. We're going to be talking about her new book, Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. They really are, Kim. This hate mongering that has been taking place, and of course, all colluding together, whether it's the mainstream media, the Democrats right now having secret meetings behind closed doors, all with the goal in mind to impeach our president.
Yeah, well, Bill, first of all, thanks for having me on. I'm a big fan of yours. So
oh, that's very kind of you. That's
to
very
be
kind.
Here.
Yes.
But you're right. I think for 3 years now, we've been fed this narrative by Democrats and by their friends in the media that it's Donald Trump who is breaking the country. He's undermining our institutions. He's breaking norms. But I think if you step back and you look objectively, and this is what I tried to do in the book, you know, it's not Donald Trump that has caused the American people to lose faith in the FBI and the DOJ. That was on Jim Comey and Andy McCabe and the people who launched a counterintelligence investigation during an election. It's not Donald Trump who has undermined the impeachment process, watered it down, and made it into a political weapon. It's not Donald Trump who broke the Senate confirmation process with Kavanaugh or who has lowered media standards. The list goes on and on. And these are the kinds of things that is actually causing, I think, real damage to the country and damage that's going to be with us for a long time to come.
Exactly. You know, Kim, what is emblazoned in my mind, I don't know if you saw this or not, but I remember the first week that President Trump was in the White House. He came out to the garden and the press, out to the Rose Garden, and the press said, "Mr. President, how's it going?" And the look on his face was quite telling. It was almost like in horror. He could not believe it. And his statement was, "This is a mess." And the way in which he made that statement, it was like, "You have no idea how bad this is." And he's only a week in the office there. And usually it takes most people at least a week to figure out where the bathroom is. But, you know, he probably wanted to find some sort of dumping station for the mess that he found out that was right there that he inherited, to your point. And as you at every turn find out that, yes, this is all brought to you, and this was something that was well oiled in Greece. The institutions that we thought we could believe in, we're finding out that they're a mess.
Well, look at what he's been battling with just lately, and I have a whole chapter in the book on the bureaucratic resistance. You know, we've always had a federal bureaucracy that has leaned a little left, or at least we have in modern times, and so that's always made it a harder job for a Republican president. Mm-hmm. But we've got one that's just been utterly emboldened by the resistance, and so Donald Trump has been having to fight a war against the folks that are hired and paid to actually work for him and implement this administration's agenda. And so most recently we've been looking at everything that's come from this whistleblower, but it's only the latest of whistleblowers. There's the leaks that have come out on an almost daily basis. There's career employees who've said that they're not going to implement agendas, who purposely slowed things down. People that have filed complaints against the administration because they don't like the work they're being asked to do. It's a daily internal battle, and that's before you get to all the forces arrayed on the outside.
Exactly. Well, and they're all well protected. These are government officials, as you know. You can't fire them. I mean, we had to pass a law to fire people in the Veterans Administration because they failed to live up to their responsibilities. I mean, if you and I were in a position in any other company, that wouldn't stand. But yet, in our government, it stands, and we have to pay for it.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you're seeing people transgress these boundaries all over the place. There would have been a time to move to a different subject during the Kavanaugh impeachment hearing. The idea that you could just, the press would go and smear a person based on uncorroborated allegations, and that duly elected members of the Senate would throw away the concept of due process simply for partisan political gain. You know, these truly are the breaking of norms. And so that's what I'm trying to highlight here, is that if you step back again and you look objectively, I mean, this president, no question, he's a bit norm-breaking when it comes to his rhetorics, to his tweets, I think to his demeanor sometimes. But if you look at his administration, it's been fairly rule-bound in terms of the policy it's put out. But the people who've been really crossing the boundaries are the other side.
you know, without a doubt, they feel justified in doing this. But they've really, I mean, they've been doing this. I mean, we saw this in the previous administration, the weaponizing of the IRS and Lois Lerner, the things that they were doing, Benghazi, I mean, on and on, in supposedly, according to the previous president, a scandal-free administration.
No, I know, and that's true, and we shouldn't forget that. The ball certainly got rolling back then in terms of sharper political divides and longer knives, especially on the Democratic side. But this is, I think this has really reached a fulcrum, and part of it is, and I try to make this point in the book, that the problem here is when you have a, quote, resistance mentality, it means that you fundamentally believe that the person that you're opposing is illegitimate. I mean, think about where that word comes from in World War II, for, right. You know, and it's an occupying force. And so in that regard, they then believe that they can take any means necessary and break any rule in order to get rid of Donald Trump. And I'm trying to reinforce the point that if that's the standard that they're going to propose, we're going to have big problems in the future, because if everyone had that attitude, society really would fall apart.
Yeah, well, they've opened up Pandora's box here, because we've got a lot of broken parts here within our government, and this is going to take some time to reconstruct him. You know, the president came in, and 63 million people said, look, we need an outside perspective. And he came in, and look what he's done, whether it has to do with trade, asking, you know, NATO partners, hey, pay up for what you agreed on. You know, America's been carrying the day and been paying your bills. You need to be paying 2%. And they said, well, nobody asked. You know, so some just practical, reasonable things. I mean, look, we know our southern border has been a sieve. It has been dangerous. We've got citizens being murdered every day at the hands of illegal aliens or immigrants or whatever we're allowed to call him without getting sued these days. You know, it's just insane, all this stuff that's going on, and the Democrats would much rather talk about impeachment instead of the real problems that everyday Americans are dealing with.
Well, right, and I'd add to that, the tax cuts that have helped businesses and are putting more money now into the pockets of workers and brought us down to historically low unemployment rates, the number of regulations that this administration has gotten rid of. Did you know that 1 year into the Trump administration, the Federal Register, which is that list of all the rules and regulations in Washington, it tends to get bigger every year, but the first year after Trump had come into office, it stood at the lowest level since 1993. When Bill Clinton was president. You know, this has been great for the economy, and there's so many more things that could be getting done. You know, there's bipartisan support for this trade deal with Mexico, but Nancy Pelosi's decision to pull the pin, as it were, on an impeachment inquiry means that nothing else is now going to happen, and I think the American people will end up making a judgment on that version of governance, if that's what you even call it.
Exactly. Well, the Democrats know that they're in trouble, Kim. They're heading for an abyss here, and they're all in. And if they don't win the 2020 election, I think they're going to really they're going to have to reconstruct here. And this could be major damage to that party that could take them a while to recover.
Happening. It doesn't get a lot of attention, and certainly not as much as when the press is focusing on divisions in the Republican Party. But the Democratic Party has been going two directions now. You have more centrist Democrats and then this progressive wing of the party, which is really driving all of the ideology and the energy at the moment. And I think they risk alienating some of those centrist Democrats. And I think that's going to become even more on display once we get through this primary and they actually have a nominee. And then there's a contrast between that person, whether it be Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, and Donald Trump's vision for the economy and the country.
Well, I notice you leave out, obviously, Joe Biden's name.
And maybe Joe Biden. We'll leave that opportunity there.
I'm with you on this, regardless of what Hunter Biden had to say today. But, Kim, as always, great work. We appreciate all that you do on behalf of the American people and all his patriots here that are, you know, we're praying for a better America. And we appreciate you coming alongside and being in the fight with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
Kim Strassel, Wall Street Journal columnist, best-selling author, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Look forward to having her back as we talk more about her brand-new book. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans, save it,
Do something fun?
Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump imposing economic sanctions on Turkey, calling on its government to stop its assault against Kurdish fighters and civilians in northern Syria. He's now also sending a delegation of U.S. officials to that region, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement that he'll be going to the region with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to begin negotiations.
President Trump reiterated his offer to mediate and arbitrate a negotiation between Syrian Defense Forces and the Turkish military.
Mr. Pence added the U.S. is calling for a ceasefire to bring an end to the violence.
The USGS says a 4.5 magnitude earthquake rattled folks 25 miles northeast of San Francisco last night. There are no reports of damage or injuries. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Doesn't it seem that way? Just Gugu and Gaga, we break through it. I'm telling you, no matter where the truth leads us, hey, head down, looking forward. We got to get through it all on behalf of the American people. Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, as most recently seen with Hurricane Dorian, the impact of devastating wildfires, landslides, hurricanes, and other natural disasters continues to grow every year. But with the help of the global developer community and open source technologies, we have the potential to significantly improve preparedness for natural disasters and accelerate relief when they hit. Enter Call for Code. It's a $30 million five-year global challenge that unites developers to create applications powered by open source technology that can tackle some of the world's biggest challenges. Call for Code was launched by the David Clark Cause alongside founding partner IBM in 2018. Now in its second year, the Call for Code program has engaged 24 million developers around the world. This year, more than 180,000 independent and enterprise developers, data scientists, activists, and students from 165 nations participated to create technologies that can help local communities in need. Can you imagine that? Well, here to talk with us and explain more is Daniel Crook. He's Chief Technology Officer of IBM Code and Response and Call for Code. Daniel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, this is really exciting, I mean, to get this kind of cooperation. I mean, does this kind of blow you away? I mean, I'm reading about it, I'm just thinking, this is incredible to get, you know, this kind of talent focused on what is becoming an increasing need.
Yeah, it's definitely been a rewarding experience for me. So we have the 5-year program, but we also have a yearly competition where we motivate and inspire developers to create solutions that matter to them and their local communities and that are things that can be transferred around the world. So very exciting to see how technology can come to bear on the growing risk of natural disasters.
Well, our audience here is Call for Code. Explain to them what you mean by Call for Code.
Sure. So Call for Code asks the world's 24 million developers, a growing community of people with technology skills, to take on these large challenges. And the competition this year was focused around natural disasters. So IBM connects those developers through cloud, artificial intelligence, blockchain, Internet of Things technologies to take on solutions. And so this year's winner, they actually a team of developers that included firefighters and a nurse on the team to create a solution for a team of firefighters addressing wildfires in Spain. And their solution gives these firefighters technology that attaches to their uniforms, emits back information about the conditions they're exposed to, so that field commanders can give them the right information, understand how those firefighters can be reassigned or how they can be given information to make the right decisions about their healthcare based on what they've been exposed to and how they can improve the healthcare their healthcare outcomes in the long term.
What a great idea! So when somebody wins, do they win more than an award, a big trophy? What happens? Box of donuts?
Yeah, so
what all they get?
Yeah, so we inspire developers to take part. There's a cash prize, $200,000 cash prize for the grand prize winner, as well as cash prizes for the four runners up. They get, of course, the award and kind of exposure connections to organizations that can bring their technology to life, including IBM, who has a corporate service corp program that will assign experts to improve the solution, the hardware of it, the software of it, the user experience, how it's used by those firefighters, for example, as well as connect them with the open source community, which is a way to take the technology and open it up so others can contribute to it. And so one of the key things that comes out of these Call for Code applications is that although this application may have been built for the solution, the situation in Spain, the same technology can be transferred, for example, to the Amazon in South America, to California, where we have wildfires threatening us in North America, to Australia. Right. So it's not only about what they've built and what they're testing and improving locally to their bomberos, their fire brigade, but also how that can be expanded and others can contribute to it to make a difference worldwide.
You know, Daniel, there's so many things like big organizations like IBM do on behalf of the world, not only here in America, but people in the world. I mean, here we are. We got people from Spain winning this. I mean, the impact that we'll have around the world. And the criticisms of big businesses there, because it seems to be, you know, that's, you know, the common nomenclature or the common challenge or whatever. But they fail to understand the efforts of big organizations like IBM. I mean, without IBM, stuff like this doesn't happen. I mean, the advanced technology and research and the benefits that come as a result of Call for Code. I mean, this is something we're celebrating that people need to, you know, put into the dialogue and their understanding of what big organizations like IBM produce on behalf of the citizens of the world, may I say.
Right. So IBM's in a unique position here. We've been part of a lot of the great innovation that's happened in the 20th century, automating the Social Security system, sending a man to the moon through the technology to do calculations and to take on a person in jeopardy with artificial intelligence. So IBM has been there around these large global challenges. And what we can do is provide the new technology, the open source technology, the IBM created technology around cloud computing, artificial intelligence, blockchain, provide that, as well as experts and mentors for these teams to build out their idea, to take it from the seed of what it is and help them scale. Because IBM can also, through its connections around the world, you know, in 165 countries, where this year's Call for Code Christmas came from, connect them with public and private, small and large educational institutions to improve those solutions, get them the right connection, get them the right mentoring and funding.
Wow. Well, congratulations, and thank you for doing that. I just really want to encourage everybody on the team to continue to that end, because these are things and benefits that come as a result of having, you know, I maintain, you know, critical mass, you know, this kind of group and you know, teams of experts like this that bring a lot, you know, in terms of solutions and ideas. Now, what are some of the other notable solutions that you've seen this year, Daniel?
So we had other solutions that connect people through a conversational interface to medical help if they need it. So using modern technology to handle voice recognition, connect that to people that can help them with medical information. There's solutions for helping people prepare in advance, understanding the risk perhaps of building in a particular area and therefore helping them make smarter decisions in advance of natural disasters. And then a way to create gamification around better use of water. So in areas in Egypt, we saw a solution that the team created an application to inspire people to conserve water and improve the long-term outcomes for water conservation in Egypt. Wow. So lots of great solutions from 165 nations around the world. Really inspiring.
That is awesome. Daniel Crook is the Chief Technology Officer of IBM Code and Response. And Call for Code, it's a multi-year competition that inspires developers to create sustainable software solutions to the world's most pressing problems. So how do you see these solutions impacting disaster response in the future, Daniel?
Yeah, so it's about reducing risk if we can use lots of data out there and make sense of it, make smarter decisions. It's about responding using connectivity, network connectivity in real time, and it's about getting people the resources they need to build back better after disasters.
Wow, this is phenomenal, and I find it to be quite fascinating what you're doing with that, you know, at that level with this many players and participants. I mean, this is awesome. I just say keep up the great work. Daniel, where can they go for more information?
Sure, they should go to callforcode.org to learn about the initiative and the winners and to look for next year's competition details.
Exactly. Okay, so next year we're getting ready to unleash another challenge, and we'll have some new winners to announce, huh?
Yep.
Remind everybody the winner is this year?
Prometeo.
Prometeo, out of Spain, right?
Yep, a solution for improving the outcomes of firefighters addressing wildfires.
Outstanding. Daniel Crook, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Rachel Alexander joins us now. Rachel, senior editor at The Stream, a political columnist and founder and editor of The Intellectual Conservative, previously served as an assistant attorney general for the state of Arizona. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Boy, lots to talk about here. Will she or won't she? She's on the sidelines yelling, jumping up and down. Coach, can you see me here? I'm ready to come in. Just let me in. I know that I can beat Donald Trump this time around. We're talking Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, it's looking like she's going to. I went over and, you know, kind of analyzed in my article all the evidence so far showing her intentions, and she's acting like she's already a candidate, the way she's, you know, challenging him with statements like that, and, mm-hmm. you know, she's dressing more like the part now instead of wearing those big old tent dresses, and she's on her book tour going around the country, so she's popping up everywhere. She's sounding like a candidate.
Well, kind of amazing. And well, as desperate as the Democrats are, they look at, you know, these candidates and they've been fading. Kamala Harris was supposed to be up there. Cory Booker, Sanders has gotten sick and he looks tired. And forget about Joe Biden. They all but put a fork in him already. I think that they're pretty much going to just let him die on the vine. And, you know, and you got Elizabeth Warren. So with her socialistic mantra, I mean, how does that carry the day? I mean, they are heading for, for a cliff that's going to be, resulting in some epic devastation for the Democratic Party, the way I'm seeing it.
Yeah, all the candidates are kind of tanking, at least, you know, the three major ones that were ahead, as you said, Sanders, Warren, and Biden. They've all got, you know, serious flaws at this point, which is, you know, even more of a reason why Hillary, you know, is probably going to jump in. I think she's tarnished herself too, though. I mean, after her whole Servergate scandal, Trump's going to really be able to use that against her.
Exactly. Well, and it's endless. I mean, look at the stuff that's come out about Biden and the corruption with the family and even John Kerry, another Secretary of State. Are you kidding me? I mean, the Obama administration reeks of scandal and fraud and quid pro quo. I mean, this is the administration of quid pro quo.
Oh, absolutely. And that's going to be to hurt Hillary because she served under him, under
yes.
Obama.
Right.
And, you know, she's part of those quid pro quo. You know, she set up, you know, Ukrainian deals herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, let's do we have to regurgitate all the lies, the Benghazi movie, the stuff that not only her, but the former president, you know, tried to convince us of another lie. You know, first of all, it was the doctor that we could keep. Then it was the movie that caused the Benghazi riot on 9/11. And, you know, on and on. It's been one thing or another. And then, oh, yeah, the complicit a sellout of America of uranium, 20% of our uranium stock sold to the Russians. But, you know, and here we are. We go through all this Russian controversy going on with Donald Trump. But it's like, wait a minute, wasn't that long ago we were selling, you know, the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton were selling, you know, uranium to the Russians. What's all this about?
What they're trying to distract from their own, you know, indiscretions that you listed off there. And so by focusing on Trump and saying that Trump did a quid pro quo, they can get the American people to look at that. And so so far they seem to be having some success because they're now talking about impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the emperor has no clothes. You know,
exactly.
There's no real quid pro quo that went on. They're just making it up.
Well, and the thing is that galls me, and I don't know about you, Rachel, but, you know, here the Democrats are so quick to talk about, you know, pursuing the truth and being transparent, but yet they're having all these investigations behind closed doors. They're all secretive. Forget about any, you know, normal, reasonable due process. It's all being done out in the shadows, conveniently orchestrated by Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff.
And there's a reason for that, because if they conducted in public, the public would see how outrageous what they're doing is behind closed doors. What do they have to hide? You know, and the fact is they do have something to hide. And hopefully we can, you know, get these hearings opened up or, you know, get the transcript released afterwards at least.
How fast are they scrambling here? Because this is the other thing that I suspect, Rachel, is that they're scrambling because on the other track, you've got John Durham and Bill Barr getting ready to release their report, which is expected to be due out maybe even as soon as this Friday.
Yeah, there's bombshells that are going to be coming out, and so it's not looking all, you know, rosy for the Democrats. They haven't been able to completely, you know, distract because there's too much corruption, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We keep digging up more corruption from them.
Well, and to that point, you know, I thought it was quite interesting to note that Bill Barr and Durham expanded the investigation. To your point, exactly, is that I think that, you know, they're opening up this body and going, this is massive. This whole mess and corruption has totally metastasized.
Yeah, it's just going to get bigger and worse. And I just hope there's going to be indictments. I hope they're going to aggressively prosecute these bad apples and not just, you know, shove it under the rug. Like it seemed to happen with a lot of the indiscretions in the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm. What could happen here, Rachel, is that quite possibly with the reveal of Durham and all that's going to be exposed here, I mean, this could be the very death nail for the Democrats, and they may not even be able to get to the election because of the reveal that could be coming forth that they could be DOA. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know how well the presidential candidates will be able to, you know, differentiate themselves from, you know, these revelations that are coming out. It just depends, you know, if the candidate's Hillary, she's going to have a hard time distancing herself. But if it's one of these newer candidates that wasn't involved with the Obama administration, then they might be able to bifurcate themselves a little bit.
Right, a little bit, because the fact of the matter is, it was the Democrats. This is all brought to you by the Democrats. I mean, their hands are dirty all the way up to their elbows on this deal. So I don't know how far they can, you know, they can step away. Of course, Elizabeth Warren has done everything she can to, you know, dodge bullets. But it almost seems like with every move, she gets herself deeper in trouble.
Yeah, I thought she was a polished candidate at first, but she seems to just be doing gaffe after gaffe lately. And she's definitely not, you know, the leading candidate. You know, it looked like she was going to replace Biden, but she's got problems as bad as Biden does.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think her disaffection for the truth is problematic. You know, for some reason, she's like Adam Schiff. She believes that somehow she can tell stories like Richard Blumenthal. It just seems to be a thread that runs in the Democratic Party, all in the name of politics, I guess.
Well, remember Saul Alinsky said, you know, that you should lie. Remember when he made up and pretended that he had scheduled some protest to take place on some big union holiday? And it was just a coincidence. He hadn't actually scheduled it like that. But when the reporters asked him about it, he said, oh, yeah, that's why we scheduled it on that day.
Yes, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he bragged about it.
Yeah. Well, you have a column that you wrote about how leftists put out fake news to fool conservatives and make us look stupid. And, you know, a lot of people fell for it.
Yeah, that one, which I wrote out, it was a tweet that some fake Antifa account had put out and said that the Antifa was calling the police or Child Protective Services on conservative parents. And it actually fooled a pretty big reporter named Patrick Howley, who he retweeted it, and he said that this is, you know, really happening. And it turns out it wasn't. It was some joke account that only has like 100 followers.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and I tweeted Patrick and I said, well, where's your evidence? And he never responded back to me.
Well, this is the deal. This era of the information age in which we live in, anonymous, people are now accepted in journalism, which is extremely dangerous. It's entered the body politic. You know, due process is critical. But again, we keep getting duped here. And another article that you wrote was the era of intense, vast media scrutiny is creating overhyped outrage. I mean, it's all about this clickbait instead of, you know, getting the facts right and educating and providing a service to the body politic.
Yeah, it's really annoying because you can't no longer distinguish between what's really important happening versus the mundane things that are happening, because the media hypes up all the mundane stuff like it's important as the big stuff.
Right.
And it makes it so difficult for you know, anyone to ever get across something that is really important that they need to get across.
Well, and here we are chasing down the impeachment windmill of Don Quixote, wasting time, wasting our resources. And, you know, here we are having a president who has done a lot of good on behalf of this country of ours. And he is being hamstrung instead of going out there and being the president, being the best president he could be, and continuing on with policies that are making America great again.
Yeah, they're trying to stop that because they realize he has accomplished a lot. And they're like, oh, my gosh, we're just going to, you know, do something. Otherwise, he's going to keep accomplishing more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Al Green said they can't beat him at the box. You know, they can't beat him in the ballot box, so they got to impeach him, right?
Yeah, it's a sleazy tactic.
Well, she's the senior editor at The Stream. Where can they go, Rachel, for more information and to follow you?
Go to stream.org. You can follow me on Twitter at @Rach_IC, and also my articles at townhall.com.
Rachel Alexander. Thank you, Rachel. Have a great day.
You too.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. felt. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.